Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg's Leah Nyland. Thanks for coming on with us. The Department of Justice is considering asking a judge to break up Google. This comes after a judge ruled back in August that the company had been using its dominance to stifle competition. So, Leah, remind us what happened here. This antitrust suit, what did the judge say that Google did that violated the law?
Yeah, so the judge ruled this summer that Google had illegally monopolized the online search market and the market for some of those ads that appear at the top of a search page, search text ads. And he found that they have had this monopoly for a long time, that they had maintained it by entering into these contracts with various companies like Apple, which creates the iPhone, or Samsung, which makes a lot of Android phones, to ensure that its search engine is always the default one whenever you open a browser on a phone or any kind of device. And Google pays a lot of money for those. It pays as much as $26 billion a year. And it found that that was illegal because it has kept other search engines from getting the sort of data and scale that they would need to succeed.
Okay, so what happens next? What if a judge says, okay, Google, you have to sell off, I guess I should say Alphabet, you have to sell off parts of your company. What would that look like?
Yes. So the Justice Department is supposed to submit a full proposal on what it is going to ask for to sort of remedy this competitive harm next month. But last night, it submitted a sort of framework for the judge for like how he should think about crafting a remedy. And they sort of said that there's a couple different options, but one of them is a breakup. And if they want to break up Google, he should consider whether the company should perhaps sell off Chrome, the web browser that it owns, or perhaps Android, the operating system that is used on all of the Android smartphones. Those are sort of two of the ways that Google has used these other products to try and maintain the dominance of a search engine. It offered a couple other thoughts if he sort of doesn't want to go the breakup route. So one of them could be that they could require Google to sort of share a lot of the data that it collects when it does searches and that it uses to like create its own search results. If it does that, then other companies could use that to sort of create their own search results or even for AI companies to sort of create that, all of that information it has about the web to sort of create their own large language models that sort of power AI.
Well, if there is a breakup, how big a deal would that be? What kind of an impact would that be on the company?
That would be pretty big. The U.S. hasn't broken up a company since 1984 when AT&T was broken up into all of the baby bells. And before that, it hadn't broken one up since Standard Oil, which was way back in like the 19-teens. So it has a history in the U.S., but it is very rare. But people think it could impact, you know, the internet economy a lot. You know, Google is one of the sort of mainstays of the free open web. It has a lot of control over what people see because they sort of think of it as like the door to the internet. So it could certainly have a lot of impact on not just, you know, the other big tech companies, but definitely a lot of smaller tech companies that have sort of been trying to get into the market.
We don't have to go that far back to look at the government stepping into an unfair business practices. Microsoft was forced to unbundle Explorer out of its Windows product in the late 90s, early 2000s. What kind of an impact did that have on, at the time, what was the biggest tech company?
Yeah, there has been a lot of focus on the Microsoft case because that is, you know, obviously the most recent monopolization case, and it has a lot of parallels to this case as well. In that case, the judge had initially recommended a breakup, and then subsequent courts said, maybe let's not break it up. We'll do with this conduct remedy that then required the Justice Department and the courts to look at Microsoft's conduct for the next 10 years. And so that's one of the things that the Justice Department has been, you know, noting in a lot of its filings. You sort of have the sort of easy breakup now where there's a lot of pain up front, but then you don't have to like sort of keep monitoring it for a long time. Or if you go with the other hand, you have this sort of what they call a conduct remedy. You have to keep watching the company for a long period of time to make sure that it's sort of playing fair. They brought up a lot of times during the trial that the conduct remedies that were placed on Microsoft are really what allowed Google and some of the other like internet pioneers that we have today that are now established to really start. You know, Google started in a garage the same month that Microsoft went to trial here in Washington, D.C. 25 years ago. So, you know, there is some connection between the two activities.
That's quite an interesting coincidence. Certainly something to watch. That is Bloomberg's Leah Nyland. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.